You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, everyone. I am Martina Cunha, and you're listening to Backstage Talk. Jonathan Larson asked, "How can you make someone take off and fly?" in one of his songs from Tick, Tick, Boom. And I, for the past 2 years, have learned one way to do it, through the power of community. Welcome to the Latinx in Musical Theater special for Season 3 of Backstage Talk, where we will be featuring artists from across all positions in musical theater, from several Latin American countries and different Latin heritages. I am proud to showcase my Latinx family. I hope you enjoy. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Backstage Talk. Today's two guests are Laura Duque, who is the co-founder and executive director of Teatro Musical de Colombia, that translates as Colombia's musical theater. She started her career at a very young age and has loved performing in musical theater shows since then. She also stars in many of the productions that the company has. I also have with me Valeria Barberi. She is an actress and singer based in Medellin, Colombia, and she has been part of this company since 2017. Laura, Valeria, I am honored to feature you on Backstage Talk. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Martin. We're so happy to be here. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Martin. We're so happy, and you know, thank you so much for creating this beautiful space so Colombian people and Colombian creators and artists can get a platform and get known abroad.
Thank you so much for being here. It is an honor. First thing I want to know from both of you is, what made you choose the thespian path in life?
Vale. So I'm going to be translating for Lau today.
Oh, yes, for everybody who's here. Please forgive me for my bad English. So Vale is going to help me with some translations.
Perfect. So Laura's story is very interesting, because her mom used to say that she like raised up and she was already singing, and it was one of the first things that she was already doing. So there wasn't really, you know, another option for her. She went to choir and, you know, attended multiple choirs as a child. So she started educating like her listening and her ear and her musical, you know, abilities. And when she started to grow up and so on, she kept in the choir. And after this, she founded a funk band. Mm-hmm. And this funk band, you know, she was leveraged to who nowadays is her husband, who is the co-founder as well of Colombia's musical theater, Teatro Musical de Colombia. And, you know, they started when they were creating this musical play that's called La Tonada Siniestra, that's based upon several, you know, story tales or tales of Edgar Allan Poe. And so they created this play, and it was like the beginning of Teatro Musical de Colombia. And, you know, in between, she also decided to formalize her studies in, you know, dramatic arts. Mm-hmm. And so she became an actress. She did her whole career, but she realized that, you know, musical theater was really like that way and the only way to put those two passions on the same plate, right? Like singing, but also acting, because she on the choir couldn't precisely do that. So I felt like she just knew that musical theater would be like that way of doing the best of both worlds.
My God, thank you, Vale.
Yeah. What about you, Vale?
Okay, so for me, it was a little bit different. I did have multiple things that I wanted to study, but I was already beginning another career when someone, a theater teacher that I had been in a theater for a couple of years, I was doing theater for a hobby only, and then he came to me with the admission, like kind of payment that you have to pay to perform the exam on a university to go ahead and do the exam and, you know, start studying the career. And so he came to me and he was like, "Why don't you go ahead and try this out?" And I didn't even know there was a career for theater in my city. So I was very surprised. It was a 3-day audition, right? You had to present a vocal technique audition, then the one of the body where you're dancing and moving. And then you had to create like a scratch or like a scene from scratch, right? And so I did it and I was admitted. And in that admission process, I feel like I fell in love with theater. And I was like, really, there's no way that I'm not going to do another thing apart from this, right? There's no way that I'm not going to choose this lifestyle, because I fell in love like with the classes and the professors and the people. So I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do. And so, you know, I studied the career. I'm currently, you know, still doing that and very happy with that choice of following your dreams and your heart.
I love it. So let's double click on that journey in musical theater for both of you. So I'll leave you to it to start with any of you.
Perfect. So Laura's beginning in musical theater per se was, you know, as I told you guys on the past question, with Samuel, and you know, they're beginning into creating this musical play of the tales of Edgar Allan Poe. So this was really the first production and the first play that, you know, Colombia's musical theater, Teatro Musical de Colombia, had, like, as part of their group and like a full creation of their own. And I want to highlight here that everything that Teatro Musical de Colombia does are like own compositions. Mm-hmm. They're self stories, like they're stories that we might take from somewhere else, but we adapt them. They're written by Samuel, directed by Samuel. We don't take like really like any other, you know,
repertorio.
Yeah.
Like, what was como obras de repertorio mundial?
We don't take, yeah, exactly. No, we don't take anything that's already written and like replay it again, just because I believe like there's this need to tell our own stories, right? And so with Samuel and they gathering together after this play, it was like the beginning of Teatro Musical de Colombia. And also because, you know, in here, in the only university that we really have to professionalize our studies in dramatic arts, there's not really that wing of musical theater, right? There's like, you do get a singing class, but it's not musical theater, right? So mm-hmm. It's more about what you choose to do with your knowledge in theater and then going and looking for something abroad, right? So Teatro Musical de Colombia, when they created La Tonada Siniestra, becomes like the first group that's doing musical theater in the city of Medellin. And after that, it just begins like this path of like searching their own, what they want to do and their own voice. And, you know, what is it that we're going to create? And they formalize the company. The founders are Laura, Samuel, and Juan José Saldarriaga. And they formalized their company and, you know, just started creating musical plays for the last it's going to be 11 years.
Only 11 years.
Yeah. 11 years.
I love it. And what about your journey, Bali?
Yeah, so my journey is very by the hand with Teatro Musical de Colombia. I don't have any other experience doing musical theater apart from what I've done with them. I did remember that, like, growing up, I went to a bilingual school. And in that school, we would do, like, the Beauty and the Beast. We did Jungle Boy and, you know, like, this very Disney plays, but it was kind of, you know, a very approach in theater to just making children, you know, like make their imagination fly and just entertain, right? It wasn't a very technical approach to musical theater, right? But I remember I enjoyed it so much, right? And I loved it and I fell in love with theater ever since. And that's why later on I kept pursuing like doing theater, even if it was just as a hobby. But in 2017, in 2000, like, I think that was, when was the first, the season that you guys did in Hora 25 of Reanimador, mm-hmm. of the Reanimator?
2016.
Okay, so in 2016, you know, I had the honor of watching the play that Teatro Musical has that's called The Reanimator, right? It's out of the stories of H.P. Lovecraft, and you know, they did this play and I was like, oh my god, what is this? This is like such a beautiful production. It was science fiction, and I think out of everything, the thing I love the most, like in type of stories and like narrative, I love science fiction. I think science fiction is like such a magical like genre. I feel like it's the best one, right? So I fell in love with the Reanimator, and I was like, I really need to work with this group. And I didn't start working immediately, but in 2017 they opened up like some castings or auditions to work with them. And so I went, I did my audition, I met Laura. That's like the first very time I saw her. And we got together, they ended up like, you know, admitting me and hiring me for a job. And then so on, we just kept working together. And then last year, 2021, they opened up their formation, or like their kind of like the school and the Academy of Teatro Musical de Colombia's discipline. And I decided to get into that course and, you know, learn from them and what they knew. And so that was really like the beginning of now the formal relationship with them. And I was part last year of the musical that they have called Entrega Inmediata. It's a Christmas musical, and it's such a beautiful story. Like it's really changing the way that we do musicals, because I feel like we were doing very high format and big format musicals, you know, trying to be a little bit like Broadway or be a little bit like, you know, shiny and like sporadic and everything. But Entrega Inmediata was like that search into how to do a small musical and still like do the emotion and have powerful characters and powerful music. And I feel like it's a play that really achieves that. And right now we're currently on the process of doing again the play of the Edgar Allan Poe stories, which is La Tonada Siniestra. And there's many good things awaiting. So that's really my journey within musical theater.
I love it. And that sounds super exciting. So a very quick question would be, what piece of advice would you tell a younger version of yourself?
Well, I would say to hear your own voice. Vale, can you explain a little bit?
Yes. So it's about dreaming and listening to your gut feeling, and like what you once promised to yourself. You know, like to dream, to listen to that inner voice. And, you know, sometimes it does make sense to listen to your family, to listen to people who have opinions about your choices in life, because it's still valuable to get like, you know, opinions that can guide you and that can direct you to a clearer path. But sometimes you have something clear within yourself, and sometimes you know that what the heart dictates, it's something that's impossible to deny, right? So in that case, I feel like for Laudis and for me, that gut feeling is very similar. It's just like dreaming and choosing the dreams over anything. And Teatro Musical de Colombia is a company that, you know, resembles that from top to bottom. And there's many changes awaiting this year that hopefully if you guys follow us, you're going to find out of all of those changes that await for the company. And all of those are just the resemblance of the dreams that they've had for the last 12 years of doing and persevering for musical theater and, you know, being tenacious and, you know, just choosing dreams over anything.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And I know that a lot of success awaits for the company and you too.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFF's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFF's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
I want to now shift gears a little bit into Latins in musical theater. So what is visibility and representation for the two of you?
Perfect. So for us, visibility and representation have a lot to do with, you know, the path that we're on. Visibility would be, you know, kind of, we know musical theater is not a genre for everyone. We know there's people that literally would tell you, like, I'm not going to a play because it's a musical, right? Or that, oh, I never go and watch Disney musicals because they're so boring. And we understand that and we know it's not for everyone. But visibility is being able to connect with those specific people who do feel identified and feel represented by musical theater, right? It's connecting with those right people who enjoy and would appreciate the creations that we're doing. And then representation would be, you know, kind of the duty that we're on of representing Latin community, in this case, Colombian community of artists, and in our case, more specific, Medellin musical theater creators, and doing it with honor and with discipline and with passion and with, you know, like your head held high, making sure that we're doing a good job and that we're communicating the stories that we necessarily like feel like we need to take and we need to tell, right?
I agree with you and I love it. So what is the most important part of creating Latin characters in musical theater for or on the shows that the company has been working on?
You know, it's complicated being a musical theater artist in a territory like Colombia, not because you can't create, but because you have less opportunities of creation. So for instance, what we mentioned, like in the formalization of our careers, there wasn't an option to like formalize it as musical theater actor. Mm-hmm. So it's just about the courses that you end up doing, like apart from that, that you start learning about that wing. So it becomes important, you know, having a voice and creating no matter what. So that becomes like your flag. So that becomes like, you know, the representation of who you are, and somehow and through some platforms, people can hear you abroad. And that would be like, you know, your manifestation that you're doing musical theater in Colombia. So doing it no matter what is like still important. And it's Latin creation, right? It's Colombian creation in our case. And then I also feel like, you know, every single story Teatro Musical de Colombia tells is told with our own voice, right? I believe, like I told you guys earlier, we don't recreate plays. We write our own plays or all of our own like adaptations and everything. So in that sense, it's our own voice.
Que si tenemos referentes de cosas.
Yeah, it's our own voice that tells the story, although we do have like big references and, you know, we do admire several creators around the world. We just like to make it our own voice. So in that sense, you know, we're increasing Latin visibility, even if it's not directly on Broadway, right? And I feel like it's important to know, like, we're not creating maybe like Colombian, what we call like folklore, because we're not singing curulaos or like very, you know, Caribbean music in our musicals. But this is still, you know, our way of viewing musical theater and viewing our world here in Colombia.
Yes. And I love it. I love it that you are working on original stuff that takes the classics or the basis of musical theater to write and create your own stuff. I think that is something that's truly important right now, because you're not trying to copy anything else that comes from outside. You are rather taking the decision to create based on those stories that you want to tell. So I think that is truly important. Before we close, if people want to look for what you're doing, what you are working on, how do you appear on social media, and what's your website?
Perfect. So people can find us on our YouTube channel first, especially people who are abroad and, you know, want to connect with our content. We have a web series, and we also have something that we call music covers. So they're basically like musical theater stories that we tell through songs that are already like original, right? And we're currently on a path or on the idea to create music covers on English with English songs. So that's something that maybe you can hope for to see this year. And that's what we called Escenario Expandido, right? And people can join us on Escenario Expandido and, you know, donate for our creations and support us in that channel. If you want to be on a day-to-day basis connected with us, you can follow us on Instagram. We appear as Teatro Musical Co. So yeah, just put it on a Google Translate, Teatro Musical Co, Co for Colombia. And last but not least, we also have our website where you can learn about, you know, the team, who we are, what we've done, how we work, because we also do like corporate jobs. And the website is www.teatromusicaldecolombia.com.
Awesome. And last question, which are your top five favorite musical theater shows?
Perfect. So I'm going to give this answer for Lau. Her first place is an own creation, an original creation for Teatro Musical de Colombia that I've mentioned a lot, which is the musical that's based on Edgar Allan Poe's stories, which is La Tonada Siniestra. We're actually releasing this play again after like 10 years that it's been kept guard. So if you're in Medellin, hopefully you can watch it this year. It's going to be announced very soon when we'll do it. Then, you know, Lion King of Broadway is a big reference. It made her cry, and you know, it's such a beautiful story. Then it's The Toxic Avenger. I don't think this one was presented precisely on Broadway because it's like a very small format play. I think it was presented off Broadway, but she also loved it as she was able to watch the recording of the play live. Then Dreamgirls, that it's the movie in which Beyoncé stars. And last but not least, The Reanimator, again, an original creation based on the H.P. Lovecraft series of stories of The Reanimator, or Herbert West, which is the main character. Those would be our top five. To my personal list, I would add In the Heights, that was released as a movie last year. I also watched the recorded play, but I think the movie was also pretty cool. The Reanimator is part of my top ones, just because I didn't watch La Tonada Siniestra. So I still don't know what's going to happen there. And last but not least, Oliver Twist's on Broadway. I also thought it was a beautiful story that marked me as a child when I watched it.
Well, Lau, Vale, thank you so much for being here, for letting me be a platform to amplify your voice. I know that the work you're doing in a city as Medellin, Colombia is amazing, and I cannot wait for all the success that is coming on your way. I will for sure try to visit you soon when you have something on the stage. And I am truly happy to have had you over. Thank you so much for joining me in this special of Latinx in musical theater here at Backstage Talk. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Martin. You're welcome here in Medellin. Thank you for having us.
And also all of the people who are listening to us, we would love to have you in Medellin sometime. You know, it's called the City of Eternal Spring. So go ahead, come and visit us. Come and watch some Colombian musical theater. And we'll be happy to have you. And thank you for the invitation, Martin. You are creating a beautiful and wonderful, you know, project with this podcast. So thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this new episode of Backstage Talk. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Backstage Talk Podcast.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.